Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer through the merits of Jesus Christ, your Son, who gave his life to win our forgiveness from sin. We thank you for inviting us to pray to you and promising to answer in every need. Help us to ask for every blessing we truly need to keep body and soul on the way to eternal life. Help us in our life of prayer that we constantly turn to you for help in time of need and praise you as you care for us. We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text chosen for this morning is written in the 7th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the 7th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do for you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear mothers and those fellow worshipers in Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Church, although Mother's Day is a secular holiday, it is important as Christians that we honor mothers whom God has given. We can honor both the living and those who have gone on before us so that we understand the important role that God has given to mothers. In giving the fourth commandment, God intended more than simple obedience from children. They were to honor, love, serve, and obey their parents. God wants us to honor those who have given us life, who have nourished us and cared for us when we were helpless. But the most blessed role for a Christian mother is to bring their children to a knowledge of their Savior. Yes, God commands fathers to teach their children, but in many cases it's the mothers who read the Bible stories, it's the mothers who have helped by example to show Christian love. And if your mother did this for you, you certainly can thank the Lord for such a Christian mother who has given you such wonderful blessings and grounded in the faith of the Lord. God gave mothers the patient ability to know how to help when their children come running to them in a crisis or some scrape that happened in their life. In the same way, Jesus wants us to learn to run to Jesus and run to our Heavenly Father and pray to him when we have difficulties. And so, in the words of our text, he bids us to pray to the risen Christ. And we do this as we believe in his promise to answer prayer, as we trust in his will to do good, and as we thank him for his loving answers. Our catechism asks the question, why should we pray? And the answer, Jesus' words of our text are quoted. And the catechism answers, we should pray because God commands us to pray, God promises to hear us, we constantly need his help, and we want to thank him for his blessings. And then these words of our text are quoted, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you." By the command, Jesus intends us to realize how important prayer is for our life, that we should be doing it. By his promise, Jesus wants to encourage us to pray because we are to know that God hears us and blesses our life. Since he commands we pray, we are to see how important it is. Now, God does not need our prayers. He doesn't feed off of our prayers and our devotion to him as if he needs that to keep himself going and to make himself happy. God commands prayers because we need it. We need to be drawing close to God, in trusting in him, in praying constantly to him, because we constantly have needs that God can take care of. Consider how cheaply we invest prayer and value prayer, how easy it is to put off until we're in trouble. One reason we may not value prayer is that we expect an answer instantly, as if we pray, then let's hear it, let's see it. And many times that's not the case. And so we may say, well, what's the use of praying if we don't get what we want? Jesus said, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Well, where is it? And so prayer doesn't work or prayer doesn't count. But we need to understand that prayer is a matter of trusting God in his word. Did not Jesus say, ask and you will receive? He who calms the sea, who raised the dead back to life, who fed thousands of people, and who healed many, can he not help us in our time of need? We may not always know when the best answer is and what the best answer is, but God will answer our prayers. He has promised to do so. James says, you have not because you do not ask. Seek and you will receive is a promise that's open to anything we need. The original Greek word means to keep on seeking, to keep on asking, to keep on knocking in prayer. God wants us to be fervent in our prayer, especially for those spiritual things that we need as we ask in the Lord's Prayer. We seek that God's kingdom of grace come to us, that his name be hallowed, and that his will be done. And this is done when God's word is taught in its truth and purity, and we live holy lives according to it. Continue to knock on the door of God's grace, asking him to forgive us our sins, to deliver us from evil, and keep us from temptation. He will not withhold these blessings from us. He wants to give them to us. It is his will to do so. And as we continue in his word, he will give us the answer to those prayers. So we need to trust in God that prayer works and trust in his answer for prayer. In order that we might trust God, Jesus uses an illustration from the home. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will give him a serpent? It would be a most cruel parent to act in such an unloving way. Recently, the news told about parents who so mistreated their son that they were beat to death and that he died. And the news is still filled with that incident and many other incidents of parents not treating their children well. And these are news because it goes against nature to not provide for children, not care for those who are helpless. And so Jesus says, if we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father also want to give us his Spirit? Now notice what he answers. God wants to give us his Spirit. He wants us to have the spiritual blessings as well as the Holy Spirit so that we keep in the faith. Because no matter what happens in the life, we're going to have troubles, we're going to have sorrows and afflictions. That's part of just living in a sinful world. It's also part of living as sinners. And so it's important for us to engage in prayer. It's important for us to know that we can cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us. Now, the children of Israel did not trust God when they were in the wilderness. They did not enjoy going without food and water, especially in the hot wilderness. They were on the way to Promised Land. God had promised he would give it to them. But along the way, there were these problems. And they should have come to the Lord in prayer. Instead, they came to Moses and complained and said, God led us out in the wilderness to die. And Moses was worried sometimes that the people of Israel wanted to stone him to death. They did not understand that God was training them to trust in him. Okay, there was no food, there was no water. Pray to God and he will give it to them, as he gave them the manna and the quail, and the water followed them. All of these ways, God was trying to prepare them for the time when they came to Canaan. God had promised to give it to them, and then they heard the report from the 12 spies, about the giants and the big walls that were surrounding the cities, and we don't have any weapons. We can't go against these people and take them. They weren't trusting in God. Even though they have been trained by God in many ways to see how God can help them. And so they spent 40 years in the wilderness before their unbelief. We are to understand and trust that God can deliver us from every trouble. St. Peter urges, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Prayer is humbly admitting that we can't do all things, that we don't have all the answers, that we cannot get through all of the troubles that are in our life. The psalmist says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. St. Paul echoed these words when he said, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all good things? Dear friends, God has taken care of our biggest problem, even before we asked. While we were still sinners, God sent his son to die for in our place, because he loved us, because he understood our problem, because we could not solve that problem and get to heaven on our own, by our own merits or by our own works. That's impossible. And because God knew it was impossible, he promised to Adam and Eve to send someone who would crush Satan's head. He promised to send someone who would be able to redeem Israel. That means to pay back for the sins and the punishment that they owed. And so God sent forth his son as our substitute to be able to keep the law in our place and to suffer and die on the cross. And because he died, God has forgiven all of our sins. And how do we know that? Because God raised Jesus from the dead to proclaim forgiveness for every sin. God answered our prayers before we even prayed them, because only God could solve that problem. And therefore, we pray to God, forgive us our sins. Help us to trust in Jesus as our Savior, to know him as the one who laid down his life for us and who was risen again to declare to us the forgiveness of sins. God then gave us the Holy Spirit. We couldn't ask him into our hearts. We couldn't try and be good enough that God say, well, I'll let you be one of my children. No. Even as sinners, God sent us the Holy Spirit, and who called us by his grace in the gospel, who enlightened our hearts with the truth of salvation, who enabled us to believe in Jesus as our Savior. Here again, God answered our prayers before we even asked. And here he blesses us with a solution to our problem. We are sinners. We hated God. We could not do anything to get us ourselves out of hell. And God sent the Holy Spirit and says, I have solved your problem. Believe on Jesus and you will be saved, rescued from sin and death. Trust in him and trust in him alone, and you have eternal life. St. Paul says, we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He paid the payment on the cross for us. He answered our prayers. He dealt with our needs, because only God could do that. And that's why the psalmist says, you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Therefore, since the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights, we should certainly trust God that in all of the other prayers that we have, that he will give us good and perfect gifts, things that we need, both in body and soul. He will bless us and turn even the worldly evils that we experience into good for us. And so, even before our prayers are answered, we can thank God for the answer that he's going to give us. So on this Mother's Day, we thank God and we thank our mothers for the things that they have done for us and the ways that they have blessed their lives. Similarly, we thank God for how he has blessed us. Thanksgiving is a duty in one sense, but it's really a privilege to be able to know him, to trust in him, and to glorify his name as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name. We want to glorify his name by hearing his word and live holy lives according to it. And so St. Paul instructs us to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Now, you and I cannot send God an email or a post-it note or put something in the mailbox and say, "Thank you, God." God doesn't need those things. But we can thank God by being his children, by proclaiming the message of salvation to others, and by showing love to one another and to those around us, even to our enemies. Jesus showed us how we can express thanks in our text when he says, "Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them." We thank God that by our attitude towards other people. Jesus desires that we love one another as I have loved you. We show our thanksgiving to God as we pray for him and pray and thank God for our food, our daily food, and when we thank God for the blessings that he gives us and the answers to our prayers. We also thank God in our Christian worship as we gather together to hear his word, to glorify and praise him, to honor him as our Lord and God and Savior who has answered our prayers. Jesus promises, "If two or three of you gather, shall agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." So as we gather in worship, we are doing that. We're gathering together to ask God to bless the world with sending out missionaries, to help continue the preaching of the word, to extend the word to us. And in doing that, we're trusting in God that he will answer those prayers, even as he has answered your prayer in sending us a new pastor. Many a father and mother have prayed for their children, prayed that they would keep in the faith, prayed that they would grow up and be a blessing to the church and blessing to their family. St. Augustine's mother prayed constantly that God would bring him to faith. He was a sinner. He cared nothing for God. And one day, he heard a sermon from Ambrose, and God answered her prayer, not only making him a believer in Christ, but later raising him to be a leader in the Christian church. There are many other examples of mothers praying for their children and God answering those prayers. Mother's love continues even when they are not doing what is right. We should thank God for providing us such Christian mothers and helping us and for their prayers as well. Today, Jesus has instructed us in prayer. Today, he has given us reason to pray. He has promised to answer our prayers. And we are to thank and bless him. So that St. Paul says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." May the Lord bless our prayer life as we trust in him and as he leads us to eternal life in heaven. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.